B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Good morning, Boston. 541. You're going to like today. 78 degrees.
Wow.
That's it. Then we're done. Partly, well, mostly cloudy today, but still 78. Down to 56 tonight. Then things get really chilly. Like 60 for tomorrow. And your weekend, Saturday and Sunday, about 60 on Saturday. 58 Sunday. Yikes.
I'm going to have to do the old switcheroo of clothes.
You are.
I didn't wear one thing in my closet from summer.
What do you mean?
Like I have dresses and shoes.
Yeah. Oh, none of that was worn.
No.
It wasn't needed.
No.
No.
I am not here to impress you two.
No, that is for sure.
Careful.
I mean, you
that
know.
Is for sure.
Mission accomplished.
Wow.
How
about no, you look nice every day. You manage to look okay.
Every day might be strong.
Oh,
you look nice today.
Thank you, Brian.
God, every day might be strong.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Brian.
You two go for
Oh,
it.
My.
You're the one who said it.
You
guys
said it.
All I said was, yes, you're not overly dressed. You're very comfortable.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
God.
Anyway. No?
No. Anyway, I'm going to switch my clothes over and continue to not impress you. What else do we have to talk about?
Well, we've got to take care of some station business.
Oh,
now.
Good. Please do.
Moving on to that. We are at our last song scramble.
Yeah.
This could be all she wrote. Yeah. Sure it is. Yesterday, we were working on song scramble number 19. Had a winner, 4 o'clock, while you were doing advanced studies with your daughter.
Well, I was just basically looking crappy and doing.
No, I didn't. Brian said that.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, I did do a little work study with my kid.
Yeah. So we had a winner yesterday. Mike from Amesbury, Mike Smith, got it. So
that was a hard one.
It was.
So good job, Mike Smith.
Yep. So here's the latest and the last. Okay. Song scramble number 20. Going to give you a chance at 8 o'clock to unscramble this, so you'll be the last qualifier. Wow.
Oh.
You know that first one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not trying to make this too easy, but. Yeah.
Wow.
So we need to get this wrapped up next couple of days. You'll be qualified with $1,000 in your back pocket, then a chance to win that $1 million. Okay?
That's a very exciting time.
It is.
Too bad I'm not dressed for it.
No, you will be. you will be. We're going to spruce you up.
Oh, boy.
No.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Riviera University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more today at RivieraRadio.com. LBF, what's cool?
I have a doll that is going to impress both children and the moms.
Is this what you were texting us yesterday?
Yes.
You were so amped up about it.
I'm super amped.
Wow, sorry. I was working on my car when you sent it. I didn't get a chance to watch that.
Okay, stop flexing.
Well, you know, to make you feel better, I didn't finish what I was trying to do.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, somebody from a classic sports movie is trying to turn back the hands of time and go back to an old job that he did way back in the day.
Mm.
It's spectacular.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how fast those years went by for this gentleman. People who eat blank for breakfast are more likely to be passionate lovers. Are you interested in finding out that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, stick around. I'll tell you what you need for breakfast to be a passionate
lover. We'll tell
lover.
You in a gif.
Yeah. Hey, damn Skippy we will.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy, oh, boy. The wow. puns keep coming. Okay. I need to shield. Okay, so it's almost Christmas. 99 days till Christmas.
Oh, God.
And you got to be thinking about what to get. American Girl has done it. I am so excited. Mm. They have a new doll out. Her name's Courtney, and she's an 80s chick. From 1986, and she's a gamer. She loves Pac-Man. And her outfits are so amazing. First of all, you can buy like a little arcade game, Pac-Man. For like, you know what, the American Girl dolls, you can get like all the accessories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she is a blonde with curly hair and a scrunchie, a side scrunchie. Mm. She has on like an acid wash mini skirt and a crop top. The colors are amazing. She has a Care Bear accessory, a sleeping bag. She has a Pac-Man machine. She has a caboodle for all of her hair and makeup stuff.
I remember the caboodle.
She has the jeans that we wore back in the 80s that flat with the like flap
button
over.
Fly?
No, button fly, but then the flap over.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Cumbersome.
Yes. But it is amazing, and I want every single accessory.
Are you
going to
get
doll.
This?
For probably not.
No, but you want it, though. For
I mean, what am I going to do? Hi, no. Playing with my 80s doll.
Well, you have a daughter. She, you know.
Yeah, she's not really into it, though. So.
Yeah, she will be, though. Here you go, honey.
Well, it's kind of a cool doll. It's so awesome. There you got to go to AmericanGirl.com and check it out.
Yep. Yeah, good. That's cool.
My wife got it yesterday.
I'm telling you, it's so awesome.
All right, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right, well, the U.S. Open is teeing off today at Winged Foot in New York. And there's a guy who used to caddy there. Back in the day, and last week he set out the call and said, hey, you know what? If I don't do this now, I'll never do it. I am available to caddy for you, and it's this guy. Here it
is. I like you, Betty.
It's Danny, sir.
Danny, I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen, and all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Danny
Noonan.
Yes.
Michael O'Keefe, the guy who played Danny Noonan in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
He actually caddied this week, Monday and Tuesday, for the practice rounds for Danny Balin, who's one of the PGA pros on the tour.
How's he look?
He looks old. He's 65 now.
He's 65?
He wore his Bushwood Country Club hat.
Wow.
And you know, he was a looper.
I liked him in The Slugger's Wife.
Yeah.
But fun fact, he was married to Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yes.
He was. Little Danny Noonan.
Little Danny Noonan.
Mm. He got out there and caddied.
That's fun. Okay. People who eat this for breakfast are passionate lovers. Are you ready for it? It's peanut butter.
Oh, come on.
That's right. According to a new study, people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are most likely to be passionate lovers. LBF holding her large.
Yeah, this is Costco size. Look at me.
Size.
Woo!
Jif. Wow.
This is uncomfortable.
You've never been so happy.
What a tell, huh?
Survey, yeah, how about that, lover?
Oh!
Yes, the survey also found people...
Why you gotta ruin it?
Well, I just, you know, it says passionate lover here is what you are. The survey found people who eat a bowl of cereal are most likely to be dependable. People who eat a banana are most likely to be stressed.
Oh, wow, I eat a banana with my peanut butter, so I'm a stressed.
You're a stressed, passionate lover.
Oh, boy.
And a quarter of people skip breakfast every day. They're most likely to be introverts. How about that? Okay, so there he is. Hey, Dr. Oz is going to check in with us, make a little house call coming
he
up.
He is.
Next.
Oh,
see
wow.
How things are happening with the coronavirus.
I wonder if
some
he has peanut butter for breakfast.
I'm sure
well,
he
let's
does.
Ask him, shall we?
No, we're not. Okay. All right, Dr. Oz, next.
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, our friend Dr. Oz is back for another season on Boston 25, 3 o'clock every day. Good morning, Dr. Oz.
How's life treating you?
Hey, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to say congratulations to you. First on
well, thank you.
Your big birthday. How about that? Can we say the magic number?
Did you get Bob's card?
Of course. Yes. Here's what I'll tell you what I did, though. I canceled my birthday. Not the party, the actual birthday. I said, this is not a year to have a birthday, so next year I'll turn 60.
Good. All right, I'm down with that.
I'm with you on that. That's good. Well, congrats on that. Also, Dr. Oz, for we hear you're signed up for two more seasons, which is more than we can say. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, you're very kind. It's always good to have strong partners. I tell you, when I started this whole path with Oprah 12 years ago, this is not where I thought I'd be right now,
but it
has been a wonderful ride. They said that it would never work. Actually, that was Bob. That was you who said that.
No, well, you don't listen to me anytime. So, hey, Dr. Oz, last time we talked, it's probably back in May or June. It's been a while. Then we weren't even close to a vaccine, and we were still trying to figure things out. Where do you think we are now?
I'm really optimistic about the vaccine. The Chinese over the weekend announced that their vaccine, which we're not even studying in this country, they've given to hundreds of thousands of frontline health workers. But I'm pretty confident in ours. We've got three vaccines now in the U.S. One of them is going to finish the first 30,000 patients enrollment. And then they got to wait a couple months to make sure that it's safe and also that it's effective in preventing the COVID-19 infection. But if it pans out, and the head of Pfizer just went on publicly yesterday and said, we believe that by the end of October, we're going to know if this vaccine works or not. So there's no promise that it's going to work. But if it's going to work, we'll know by then. Well, that means we're, a month to two away from starting to give it to doctors, nurses, people in nursing homes, people who are the ones who you just can't afford to get sick.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest now until we get that vaccine? People are going back to school. Restaurants in New York City are opening, 25% capacity inside or 50%. Are you concerned about that happening or are you optimistic?
Well, we're going to have more cases in the fall, and that's just from the cold weather and from people's behavior changing. The cold weather is what the virus likes. Less humidity, the virus can travel further. People indoors in large, crowded, poorly ventilated settings, it's that perfect super spreader opportunity. So here's what I want, and it's not rocket science. Avoid being closer to 6 feet than 6 feet to people you don't know. If possible, and if you have to be closer than that, wear a mask. Those two things alone bends the virus to behave more like the flu. And if we can just do that for a couple months and slow down the rise that we know we're going to see, for example, in Boston, where I went to college, it gets bitterly cold in the winter. Mm-hmm. If we can just sort of slow that process this winter, then the people who are most needing will get the vaccine early next year. And by the time the weather warms, we'll feel a lot better about this.
Let me ask you, Dr. Oz, would you send your kids to school?
I would send my kids to school, and I am sending my grandkids to school. Okay. And they're all back in school. And my son, Oliver, who's a senior at Harvard, is not allowed to go to school because Harvard shut down classes for upperclassmen. But if he could have, he would have, and I would have allowed him to go.
I'm sure they gave you a good break on the tuition, though.
I wish.
Nope.
Yeah, believe me. No, it's not that. You have to. When you're an alumni, you have to donate.
Yeah, right,
more.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Oz, last thing. What's up with the show? You're talking about sleep solutions, right? Is you have something going on with that?
The Dr. Oz, The Good Life, as you know, is the name of my magazine, but it's also the first time I'm putting my name on a product, and I'm doing it because sleep is the single most underappreciated problem we have in this country, and there are sleep solutions that work like an adjustable bed frame that elevates your head if you're a snorer. We're democratizing sleep. I partnered up with the largest manufacturer on Amazon of bedding, and we are making an affordable line of products that I want people to experiment on. Bob, I'll send you one. Are you a snorer?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
That's what the wife says. Yeah.
No, I think we ought to make it easy for people to sleep, especially at a time of great anxiety.
That's awesome. Well, good talking to you again. Congratulations on the upcoming seasons. Hopefully, it'll be 10 more. It's Boston 25 here locally, 3 o'clock. Thanks, Dr. Oz, for checking in.
Thank you, my friend. Stay well. Take care.
Bye-bye. Good stuff there. Optimistic. Glad to hear it. Okay. What's coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Drew Barrymore hasn't done blank since 2015.
Hasn't done blank. Wow. Is she going to do it now?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out coming up in 10.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
People love it when you lose.
It's 6:45. Let's see what's in the laundry.
Okay, Drew Barrymore has not done this since 2015. But before we get to that, I have the best TV show you've got to watch coming up in October.
Okay.
October 30th on HGTV, My Big Italian Adventure, starring Goodfellas, Lorraine Bracco.
All right. Oh, my God.
Super psyched. So, like about a year ago, the mayor of Sambuca, Sicily.
There's a Sambuca?
Sure is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Three coffee beans, people. Yes. Good luck.
Chew them.
Said, hey, we'll sell you some homes for a dollar if you come to Sambuca and stay and, you know, fix them up and sort of, you know, reinvigorate the town.
I remember that. Yeah.
So Lorraine Bracco's like, okay. So she bought a house for a dollar. And she's renovating it for the show. It's a 200-year-old house that's crumbling. It has no electricity. It has no running water, a kitchen, or bathroom. And when she saw it, this is what she said.
I know there are women like my best friends who would have gotten out of there, but I didn't. I got to admit the truth. It turned me on.
Turns me on, too.
A dollar house turns me on.
Yes, and Italian men working on it.
All right, fine, fine. And the Sambuca.
I mean, and the Sambuca. This perfect. Is an amazing, amazing setup.
Surprised you didn't buy one.
Oh, I'm surprised I didn't either. I didn't know it was an option.
Is it too late?
I hope not. Oh, Lord. I'd like to go to Sicily. Well, Dave's mom is from Sicily.
Sicilian.
Yes.
There you have it.
It'll probably cost more than a dollar when she's done with them.
Try to get work done in Italy. Good luck with
really?
That.
Why?
They like the siesta.
And, really? Well, that is a blanket statement, Bob.
And this Sambuca.
Really?
Yeah. It's slow. Very slow pace. Very slow pace.
It's a different pace.
It's a totally different
pace. It's a nice pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd get used to it. I could get used to it.
Well, anyway, Lorraine Bracco's doing
it. Don't be in a hurry.
October 30th, HGTV. That's exciting. All right. Not so exciting for Drew Barrymore. What has she not done since 2015?
Laundry.
Probably not. Because she is Drew Barrymore.
Cooked.
Nope.
No. What?
She's not dated.
She's not dated.
Since 2015, since she broke up with her husband, Will Koppelman.
By choice?
By choice.
Okay.
She's kind of like, she doesn't have the bandwidth for it. She's not willing to open herself up to it. She's been married three times, once to Tom Green. That's so bananas.
Is she throwing it out there now?
She has a new talk show.
Yeah? Oh, that's
and
why.
And people, people are slamming her already. I'm like, give her a break. She's launching a talk show in the middle of a pandemic. She has no studio audience. It's all on her.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like, give her a couple of days to settle in. But she was talking to Jane Fonda yesterday, and Jane Fonda, 82, mentioned that she's closed up shop because she doesn't date anymore. She's like giving up men.
Yeah.
And then Drew's like, me too. I haven't dated since 2015. And Jane Fonda's like, no, you need to actually date. Don't sell yourself short. And then Drew said, I don't really have time. And then Jane said, well, you should just have an affair.
Okay.
And then Drew's like, all right, that sounds like a good idea. And that's why I love TV.
and Jane Fonda. There it is.
And Drew Barrymore. I'm like, that is sage advice. Uh-huh. I mean, not like an extramarital affair, but like a little fling. A fling.
No, I like it.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I have a quiz for you.
Oh.
Who just recently said, people still want to see my boobs and I'm 62? Who said that?
I was going to say me until you got to the 62 part. I know who said it.
You know the actress who said it?
Yes, and it's true. Yeah. I would like, why not?
Do you want to do a little pop quiz?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Sharon Stone, Angela Bassett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michelle Pfeiffer, or Madonna?
It was Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone.
For the win.
Yeah. Yep.
She says... Yeah, people still want to see her.
Seen everything else. That's both shows.
She didn't say that.
What are you going to do, arrest me for smoking?
Nope. Not today. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 725. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. We got a little situation. We have Ann. She called us a little earlier. She's a nurse. She's been seeing a guy since last summer. Things going great. Until the COVID hit, and she hadn't seen him as much. And when she does see him, she doesn't want any Well, I just want to be intimate.
Social distancing is killing my sex life.
That's what it is. And he's kind of given an ultimatum, said, look, we can still
not
be,
mine. We, I mean, oh, God, gross. Anyway, what?
What? We wow. Can, anyway, he said, hey, if you want to just be friends, let's just be friends.
Yep.
He was going to move on. She wants to know if she's asking too much. LBF, you say dump him, right?
Yeah, well, you know, if he can't make this sacrifice during a pandemic, if he if he really likes her, as my mother would say, if he really likes you.
Eighth grade, but go ahead.
Then he'd wait.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. So we put the call out, 888-410-1057. Brian, who's up first?
Rob.
Rob, what's your take on Ann's situation?
Yeah, man. FaceTime. What's the problem? Touchy-touchy. Yourself, but still get the touchy-touchy.
Wow.
Wow.
Then you see what you're getting yourself into.
Wow.
Technology, okay. Man.
I mean,
I'm a truck
a little
driver
weird,
now.
But it's an option.
Is it?
Just make sure it's not a work Zoom.
I know.
All right, Rob, we got you. Thanks,
Rob.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Dan.
Dan.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Here we go,
hey,
Dan.
The situation, does she go out to dinner with the guy and stuff like that and go to shows or whatever?
They haven't been seeing each other much at all, and that's what's the trouble is.
It's time to move on.
You say it's move on. She's asking too much. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. If she was going out to dinner and shows, well, there's no shows, but dinner and stuff like that with him, would you feel like she needed to?
Careful. Careful,
well,
Dan.
At that point, LB, it's kind of like they're in the same vehicle together, going out to dinner together. What's the difference? They're together.
Okay. All right. That's
like,
a legit,
like,
yep.
Like they're on the phone. It's like they're on the phone every day. If they're together every day, he's there every day. Or
well, maybe
every
she's just, you know, I mean, she's probably inside her own head, so to speak. You know what I mean? Because she's a nurse and she's like.
Yeah, that's true. Right? But that's a good point. If they're in the same car together and not wearing masks, you know.
Things can happen.
Right.
Gotcha.
Well,
okay.
Droplets.
Amy.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Hey, what's your take on the situation?
I mean, this is boot camp for marriage. You know what I mean? Like, if he can't have this, then forget it. He's not marriage material anyway.
It's true, right?
Wow. 6 months is nothing.
No. But
yeah, but he's hoping for that honeymoon period where, you know, taper later, maybe.
Maybe, but things happen. If he's not, move on, honey. You can find someone else. You can get a pen pal right now, but forget it.
Right. I'm with you.
Wow.
Move on.
Amy and LBF say dump him.
Boot camp for marriage. I love it.
Drop down and give me 10.
Oh, boy. Right. Bob Bronson. Making it inappropriate.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. You said boot camp. It just brought me back. Well, well, well.
What kind of boot camp did you go to?
Come on now.
Anywho.
Yeah. So, it seems it's obviously split, but isn't there a compromise that maybe, you know?
What would you do in that situation, Bob?
I wouldn't give an ultimatum. I mean, I would just probably
ghost her.
Yes, slow fade. I see you now. I know.
Yeah.
After a while, yeah, come on.
Loved her.
Yeah, that's the ticket, isn't it?
If you really loved her, would you just be like, listen, I respect you and you're nervous and that's okay.
Mom was right.
Right? If you'd really love her, then you'd stick around.
Well, I mean, hey, Bob, you were in the Navy.
Yeah.
Can't you just, you know, think of it like, a long-distance relationship for a period of time, right?
That can happen. Like, if you really, really just don't make any.
Pretend you're in the Navy.
Yeah. Just don't make any protocols. That's all. Just stay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 888-410-1057. You can still call some advice, and maybe you got something that would work for both. Okay.
Okay.
Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
All right, well, speaking of not doing things, Drew Barrymore has not done this since 2015, and she's okay with it.
Oh, she's okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Bob isn't.
Nope. Okay, so want to take a last call for Ann?
Yes.
With her situation, in case you missed it, she called earlier. She's a nurse, been seeing a guy before COVID hit, and then since then she's been very hands-off.
Yep.
Literally. He's given an ultimatum because he's...
Wants his hands on.
Yes, thank you. So you say she should dump him.
Well, yeah.
And I said, well, maybe there's some compromise. We'll see. Doug, last call. What do you say? Doug?
Simple solution. Just have him go get a COVID test.
We didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's right.
How simple is that?
That's right.
So if he's... passes flying colors, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
But, okay, yeah.
And
all right.
after 3 days, they can have some fun.
Wow. Yeah, that's
I would
like
be like testing twice a week.
No.
Oh, well, wait a minute. No, what I mean was.
All right. We'll take that for now. Doug, good advice, Doug. Wow.
We learned a lot.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's the compromise. You're right. Twice a week.
Oh, my
Get
God.
Twice a week.
I'm just saying good safety.
Job. Yeah, good job, LBM. You probably would take that compromise. Twice a week. Very good.
See, your father's listening?
I hope so. Hi, Dad.
Morning. Talking about testing. That's all. Just testing. Well, she does her dirty laundry twice a day. You got to like that. Here she is, LBF.
Yes, yes, yes. It's not too dirty. Not as dirty as what we were just talking about.
No.
Anyway, what has Drew Barrymore not done since 2015? We'll tell you. But first, I am so excited for this show. It's called, it's on HGTV, and it airs October 30th. And it's called My Big Italian Adventure. And it's with Lorraine Bracco from Goodfellas and Sopranos. Mm-hmm. So, like a year ago, the Italian government in Sicily said, hey, we'll give you a house for a buck if you come here, renovate it, and then like kind of populate the town. Mm-hmm. Like many houses.
Yeah.
So Lorraine Bracco's in California. She's like, all right. So she bought a house in Sambuca, which I would totally would have
right.
done.
Right, good name.
Sambuca, Sicily. And she is renovating it for HGTV. Now, I'm really thrilled about it, but this is the fun part. It's 1,000 square feet. It's 200 years old. It's crumbling. There's no electricity, running water, kitchen, or bathroom. And this is what she said when she saw it.
I know there are women like my best friends who would have gotten out of there, but I didn't. I got to admit the truth. It turned me on.
Turns me on, too.
Turns her on.
There's nothing like a fixer-upper in men and houses.
Is that what you got, Dave, for a buck?
No, but he is a fixer-upper. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. I mean... I don't know. I would do that. Wouldn't you do that?
I mean, it's crazy. A buck for a house. But I mean, but you got to fix it. You better
right,
either
she,
know what you're doing.
The thing is, you have something to fall back on. She's Lorraine Bracco. You know, she's got a nest egg.
Yeah.
But you go for a dollar, you try it, you hang out with Italian men or fixing your house. I mean, I know it was Under the Tuscan Sun. Remember that movie with Diane Lane?
Yeah, so
that
realistic.
Worked out really well.
Yeah.
It's totally realistic. Yeah. It's based on a true story.
Was it?
Okay. Yes. Francis Mays, the health thing. Anyway,
wow.
Drew Barrymore.
Wow, way too deep.
Drew, where's your sense of romance? Right. I thought you were Italian.
I am.
Well, it's not showing today.
Fine.
Drew Barrymore. What hasn't she done since 2015?
What has she not done?
She hasn't dated.
No.
She has not dated. She's not nothing. Hmm. She was on. She has a new show.
Okay.
It's a daytime talk show. It's on at 9:00, I think. Interviewing Jane Fonda, who's 82, who said she closed up shop. She's not dating any more men.
Yeah.
But she was a very busy retail store. She was like, okay. So she was saying to Drew that she's not doing that. And Drew's
open
like, yeah,
shop.
Me neither.
He said open the
and
shop.
Then she said, no, you should really definitely like, I don't know, come out of retirement or whatever.
Open the store.
She should have an affair. Not like an extramarital affair, but like a flingy fun thing.
Okay. She so all that, in?
She said, maybe. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
No strings attached, all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's advice from Jane Fonda to Drew Barrymore at 9 o'clock in the morning on a weekday
it.
When the kids don't have school.
Open
Woo!
The store. You know, I'm looking forward to tonight. You missed this one. The Bradshaw Bunch.
Oh, totally.
Terry Bradshaw and his wife Tammy and their three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock on E! I love Terry.
Yeah.
He's great.
The promos for that are on Bravo and it looks really
funny,
good.
Right?
Actually, yeah, Dave's like, that looks like a good show.
Yeah.
Like, finally.
So that's tonight, honey. There you go, Terry Bradshaw. Well, well, well. You done?
I'm done.
Okay. What more could you say, really?
Not that, much.
I think you were done. Coming up next.
It's not like you contributed.
Wow.
With your non-romance. You got to watch that movie.
I know.
Or read the book.
Are you paying me?
Read the book.
Pay me. I might. 750.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today. It's Anthony from Cranston, Rhode Island. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing good. What do you do down there in Cranston?
I am a logistics manager and sing a national anthem at COVID parties after work, you know, keeping it busy.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, stick around. I want to hear that. Okay. That's fun. Anthony, you ready to play Super Smart?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, here's how it works. You got all 10 questions correct. We'll give you $1,000. Now, if you're not sure about one of those questions, say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Anthony, here we go.
What is 8 plus 8?
16.
Who was Van Halen's original singer?
David Lee Roth.
This movie villain was fond of flesh and fava beans.
Hannibal Lecter.
Where does Santa live?
North Pole.
What is Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz?
Pass.
What does the prefix pseudo mean?
Pass.
Who voiced Mike in Monsters, Inc.? What kind of fruit juice is used to mix a Cape Codder?
Cranberry.
What nylon pants were best for breakdancing?
Pass.
What is the literal translation of the word brandy?
Pass.
What is Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz? Oh, it was a long pause on that pass.
Well, you got 5 right, Anthony.
I'm happy with 5.
You know what?
You got none wrong.
Yeah.
So there's the thing. It's
a
pass.
It's a passing grade. You're half right and you're half wrong. Here's what you missed. Okay.
What's Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz? Dorothy Gale from Kansas. The prefix pseudo means false or fake. Who voiced Mike in Monsters, Inc.? Billy Crystal. Parachute pants were the best pants for breakdancing.
I had about 10 pairs of them.
Ladies, guy.
And what is the literal translation of the word brandy? Burned wine.
Ugh. Burned wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
She's a fine girl.
She is a fine girl. Well, Anthony, you didn't win $1,000, but you did win a $50 Legal Seafoods gift card, okay?
Very happy with that. Thank you very much, guys.
Anthony, can you sing us out? Just maybe the last.
Sing us out?
Yeah, go ahead.
How does it end again?
We'll take it from the top, Anthony.
Pass.
Pass. Take it from the top.
Say, can you see?
Yeah, nice.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Anthony, thank you, my friend. Okay. Great
nice
stuff.
Job.
Why, he's got a voice. Jeez,
yeah, right?
Not bad at all. And don't forget, sign up to play Super Smart at WROR.com.
And there's multiple choice there. And Bob sings the national anthem.
Oh,
just kidding.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, let's see. What LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
It's the doll every 40-something wants this Christmas.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. Oh, it's really?
You were psyched yesterday. You were sending texts about it.
I know. No one responded.
I didn't know what to say. okay, Brian, what's cool?
Well, we've got a famous caddy who showed up at the U.S. Open this week. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. Hadn't done it in a while.
Who's the caddy? It's
been a few years.
Who's your caddy?
Who's your caddy? I like that. I like that. And I'm going to tell you what sexy people have for breakfast.
Sexy people.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's right. That's right.
Sexy people.
Yes. How do you know, Bob?
I got it right here, Brian. What sexy people have for breakfast, you'll want to know.
So uncomfortable.
All right.
Let's talk about dolls, shall we?
Oh, okay, fine.
All right. American Girl has a new doll. Courtney? Is that her name?
Courtney.
Yeah. And she is an 80s girl, and it's awesome. For $140, you can get Courtney, which is she plays Pac-Man. She's going to school. She's wearing acid wash. She's got a Sony Walkman. Wow. She has a Pac-Man machine. You can get all these accessories. There's a caboodle with all of her accessories and scrunchies and stuff like that. She's got curly 80s hair. Mm-hmm. She is.
Remind you of anybody?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, she's got the jelly bracelets.
Oh, boy.
She's got it all.
Does she remind you of little Lauren Beckham?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, we have very similar hair.
Are you going to buy one?
No, I know how that story turns out.
Wow.
I'd like to see her in 30 years. Oh, boy. It'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, talk to me in 2020.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right.
Cigarettes.
Well, the U.S. Open teed off today, but earlier this week in the practice rounds, a little guy named Michael O'Keefe, you may know him better as Danny Noonan from Caddyshack, showed up in a Bushwood hat and caddied for pro Danny Balin during his practice rounds. Here's a look quick Danny and Chevy Chase.
I like you, Betty.
Yep.
It's Danny, sir.
Danny, I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen and be the ball.
Danny?
Be the ball.
Be
the ball. Day.
Yep.
Every so golfer good. Quotes that movie.
I know, constantly. I've heard Be the Ball.
Right.
So Michael O'Keefe wrote an op-ed for golf.com offering his services because he caddied. He grew up right around the corner from Wingfoot, and he caddied there for a few years.
He
so
did.
He knew the course and said, I'd caddy, and there you go. Somebody took him up on
That's
it.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
How old is Danny?
He's 65 now.
Danny, wow.
Wow. No.
Yeah. Wow. That was fast.
He was married to Bonnie Raitt, fun fact.
Yeah? Are they still?
Nope.
Not so fun.
Who is,
okay.
Really?
Okay. People who eat this for breakfast are more likely to be, quote, passionate lovers, according to a new study.
I have to say that word.
And people who skip breakfast are more likely to be introverts. What is it that makes you a dynamo, would you like to hear? It's sitting right on your desk, LBF. Peanut butter.
Yep.
Look at you with your Jeff over there. According to a new study, people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are more likely to, quote, be passionate lovers.
All right, let's hear it for Choosy Moms.
She chose.
All right.
She chooses Jeff.
Jeez.
Thanks, Skippy, she does. Survey also found people who eat a bowl of cereal are more likely to be dependable. People
and
who
boring.
Eat a, that's dependable. People who eat a banana are more likely to be less stressed. Now, I just had a banana with peanut butter on it. What's that make me?
I don't know. A weirdo.
I am a less stressed lover.
Oh.
There it is.
Do you have to say lover?
Only because you love it. Also, at least a quarter of people skip breakfast every day. Those people are most likely introverted. So there you have it. Three cool things we think you should know.
Get your hands off my peanut butter.
That is her. She actually does have peanut butter. Lucky day. Lucky, lucky day.
Brian's walking away from the mic.
It's 837. My Sharona. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. That's the knack. My Sharona. Don't forget, the summer of nonstop music rolls at 9:15 for 3 hours of commercial-free music. That's awesome. Still doing that, even though summer is going to be disappearing soon. But today's nice. 80 today.
Yes, and one last grasp.
This is it. And tomorrow's 60.
Yikes. Oh.
For Saturday, it is going to be 61. Sunday, 58. Yikes.
Pumpkin spice weather. Don't worry.
It's time. It's time to have that. So, LBF, you're teaching Lucy at school.
Well, Lucy's teachers are teaching her at school, but I am her support.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I couldn't figure out how to do a breakout session from Zoom, which made me nervous. Also,
not the way you used to do a breakout in high school.
No, exact, not at all.
What's a break? So just you and Lucy go to with different people
and some students.
Yeah,
which is weird because I feel like I'm back in high school all of a sudden. Like, does my hair look okay? Do these people like me?
So you're on Zoom too?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm helping. I'm the helper.
Mrs. Falcone.
I'm the insecure freak show helper.
Oh, God.
That's me.
Yeah.
Lucy.
You're learning a lot, though, aren't you?
I'm very excited to learn about civilization.
Nice.
Because I did not pay attention the first time around.
Right.
Yeah, just in time for the fall of it.
Exactly.
You're right. What else? World history?
World history, math. Biology, English language arts, chorus, and jewelry making.
You are going to be super smart.
I don't know. If past predicts future, I'm going to be asleep.
Mom, wake up.
Yeah, really.
Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. The Eye of the Tiger. Well, the latest Dancing with the Stars, hosted by Tyra Banks and Carol Baskin.
Yeah, she's the main draw.
The ratings were pretty big. They had 8.1 million total viewers, which was pretty much on par with last year. So she did not drive away people.
We are literally a captive audience, though.
That's what it is. That's the way Carol liked it. Indeed. So ratings held up.
That's
but
good.
She's got to be going home.
No,
I mean,
nope. She's not going to. It's going to be.
You think they're going to keep her around? She has enough Carol Baskin fans.
I think that she. It's like vote for the worst. It's also like a train wreck.
How hard do you think this is for the number one Carol hater?
Hey, I'm Joe Exotic.
That guy.
Yeah. He's sitting in jail.
He's sitting in jail watching her cash in bank.
You think they're watching Dancing with the Stars in prison?
Well,
you know what? I actually think they are.
I think he might.
Yeah.
He probably can't take it.
Mm. It's not wow. Quite fair, but he was not smart about it.
No.
So he didn't get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
The way she did. So what are you saying her next song is?
Maneater?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.